This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thank you so very much for helping to keep America rolling along. Now, let's not forget either the over-the-road truck drivers and men and the women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail center mail haulers out there taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the mail post offices and other places where they get the mail sorted out today. And, of course, we've also got our great, great, great suicide jockeys out there hauling the diesel, hauling the gas, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, so that you can motor on down the highway. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler the same way. And by the way, I left one word out here. Let me go back. It's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, because there's another page, and that's got too many add-ons to it. So go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you'll be on the right one. Now, Parler, you can find us that way. You also can find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram at Captains America. That's Captains with an S on the end of it, America. So have a good time. Enjoy it and rock on, as they say. And don't forget, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com is the website for the show, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now to start out hour number two, we have Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize the two words under God in the pledge because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Now, Mr. Kyle, back to the forte here. Russia could be declared a state terrorist sponsor under a new bill being put forth in the Senate.
Well, I mean, this would be a really big development, wouldn't it? Especially in light of what we're seeing, especially, Captain, with the atrocities that Russia is committing in Ukraine. But I think all bets are off at this point with Russia. There doesn't seem to be any turning back as long as Vladimir Putin is there. The only way that they could ever make some kind of case that they're trying to get back into the community of nations is if they had some of their leadership.
Now, our governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis, his spokesman is saying that the governor is promising a major announcement which will spark the liberal media meltdown.
Very interesting. What do you think that could be?
There's a couple different things that could be. Number one is the people that keep attacking him viciously with the lies and the innuendos that they don't even know what they're doing. They just throw something out there to see if it'll stick. That's one of them. And the other one, I'm not sure. I've heard a couple different rumors. So that's about it, and we'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right. The Senate has confirmed its first black four-star U.S. Marine general, and kudos and congratulations to General Michael E. Langley, who is a soldier's soldier.
Wow, that's absolutely right. Yeah, congratulations. Absolutely. And, best of luck and everything to the new four-star general.
Yep, I think he's going to do great myself.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the things, too, that's always been about the military, at least as long as I can remember, is that, you know, people rise up through the ranks. And I remember the late Colin Powell, saying there was one color in the military, and that was green, basically, you know. I always thought that was a very, very compelling about our great experiment in the United States. And you had a group of people who were very diverse, came from many different backgrounds, but yet worked as a cohesive unit. And that's one of the great things about our military.
Yes, they work together as a unit. You are right. By the way, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, his behavior is becoming unbecoming these days, because at a recent public meeting in Aspen, in Colorado, at the Security Forum, Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas insisted that America's southern border is secure. And anybody with a set of eyes knows that that's not true.
I don't know. Maybe we need the laughing man on that one.
Well, I'll hold the laughing man off until I get done with this, because I got more to mention, which will be, I have to come after the break, unfortunately, because we should be going to the break like right now. Yeah, here comes the music. Okay, hold on. Folks, we are going to go to the break, and when we come back, we'll bring the laughing man back in here, because Mayorkas is a piece of work. A piece of work. He doesn't belong being where he's at. He's overmatched, and he's a damn liar. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Let me tell you all about it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give it the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, I need to remind everybody that Relief Factor brings you this portion of the show. And by the way, I have a different take altogether on Relief Factor. I've been taking it for 8 years, and it literally saved my proverbial pain life. I was in excruciating pain with the problems I was having, swelling that was just going out of sight. No way to control it. Everything I tried didn't work. They gave me some heavy-duty narcotics. That didn't work, and all it did was make me dizzy half the time. So I found Relief Factor with an ad on a radio, just like you're listening to me talk about this. And what's great about it is the ingredients, because the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help your body to support its natural response to inflammation. It also goes, lowers, and eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you're having. And it will alleviate the pain at the source as well. So this is all good. This is all good. And it's something that, regardless of your circumstance, if you've got high blood pressure or if you've got any type of health problems, this is something that is not going to bother it. Okay? It's just, it's a neutral item. By the way, no narcotics, drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. Probably why it's not going to bother you. So there you go. And all you got to do to get it, the 1995 3-week quick start, is to go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to take this caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, good morning, Captain, Kyle. This is Tom from Clearwater.
Hello, Tom.
I was just calling to give a shout out to the Coast Guard.
Sure.
232nd birthday today.
Oh, how about that? I did not know it was their birthday today. I knew somebody had a birthday coming up, but I'm glad to hear that. I used to get involved in the Coast Guard Air Station when they did that because I was closer to them with another station over in that area, and we used to go over there to them, and they used to come over to us. So
yeah.
haven't seen them in a while, but always happy to give a shout-out to the Coast Guard.
Appreciate it, Captain.
Thank you, sir. You have a nice day.
You do the same. Goodbye.
All right. All right. How about that, Kyle?
No, that's very cool. That's right. And the Coast Guard serves such an important function and purpose for our country. And even they are even deployed, Captain, of course, to different parts of the world. A lot of people may not even be aware of that.
Well, they are out there in the Middle East, I guarantee you, guarding the patrolling around the oil platforms out there.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very important job.
Yep. And we had them in Vietnam and World War II. They were running the landing craft, D-Day. I mean, there's a lot of different things about the Coast Guard that people don't know.
That's right.
Now, what do you think is going to happen next when it comes to all this nonsensical stuff that we keep hearing about leaked documents from this guy and that guy, and now we've got leaked FBI documents that are labeling extremists, the Betsy Ross flag, the Second Amendment, the Gadsden flag, and a whole lot more.
Yeah, this is really something. You know, is this the best that we can kind of come up with here in terms of trying to find symbols that are going to be scary or this kind of thing? You know, I think we can do better than that.
Yeah, and again, the people that are out there saying this stuff, they got nothing better to do, I guess, than just to throw stuff up and see if it's going to stick. But all of this is coming back to bite people right now, all of it.
Well, sure. You know, American patriotism in and of itself shouldn't start to become demonized. Yes, there are extremist groups, and we all know about that. But, you know, Captain, I think that there's, especially when you have the leadership in Tehran, Iran, talking about turning New York City into hellish ruins, those might be some of the most important things we want to make sure that we prevent.
Now, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has come out and said that the likelihood of an attack on our homeland is as high right now as it's been since September 11, 2001.
Yeah, that's a very ominous statement, and it kind of goes along to what we've been talking about, especially in regards to Iran. But, you know, Captain, and of course, the killing of Ayman al-Zawahiri this last week is also, it puts everything front and center in the news and brings it all back again about what the state of affairs was at the time that 9/11 occurred. You know, of course, we had a new president at that time, but in this case, it's not exactly apples to apples. Because you've got President Biden, who the Russians have now evaluated, who we believe the Chinese are evaluating, and it's all negative. What do you think terrorist groups with global reach might do, thinking that they could do something to the United States at a time when they feel that it's weaker than it has been?
Well, I'm going to say what I said before, and I'm going to stick to my guns. I think they're already here. I think they're already here.
Oh, sure.
And I think they've been waiting for their opportunity, and they've been just reviewing whatever it is they review, because they're very patient. They're very patient in seeking their targets and doing what they need to do.
Certainly. And something else, too. I mean, we always, I know that security goes up around certain particular dates or certain anniversaries and so forth. But it's my experience, Captain, that I'm analyzing this over a long time, that the terrorists will typically go when they think they can go, and because they're afraid of being found out. They're afraid of being foiled or infiltrated, this kind of thing. So that's the scary part. It can be very almost completely unpredictable when an attack could occur.
Now, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, has come out and vowed to keep sending busloads of illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. And today I say good for him.
Well, Wasn't it the mayor of D.C. the other day saying, well, they're keeping them from getting to their final destination in the United
States? We have 4,000 illegals that are sleeping on the streets, and we need the National Guard for our 4,000 illegals that are here. We can't take care of them. They've overwhelmed our system. Do you know how many people are along that border?
Many.
Tens of thousands of people. Pick a town. Tens of thousands of people.
Well, see, that was the thing, though. In D.C., now all of a sudden it's a real practical problem. And it's not just something that you can talk about politically and use it as a foil to gain more political advantage, because all those things are happening far away from you. They're in some border town like you're talking about, or some border state that they don't care about in D.C. or something like that. And so it becomes a very real problem. And guess what? All of a sudden, it's not all rainbows and unicorns.
Or popcorn.
That's right.
Yeah. And I just have to laugh when I hear the Blue City mayors up north saying, oh, it's terrible. We don't have the space, and they're sleeping on the sidewalk, and they're doing this. Well, they don't have to sleep on the sidewalk. They're there because they don't want to go in and get involved in the fight where they got to give people money for this and money for that. And maybe they don't want to give them $5 or $10 to sleep on a bed. Maybe they'd rather just be out on the sidewalk.
Well, right, and to be honestly, though, you know, the illegal alien shouldn't be in the United States. That's the whole point of being an illegal alien. But there should be, obviously, there's ways to immigrate to the United States, to get a work visa, to come here legally, and be able to not have to hide in the shadows. If you really want to come to the United States, and so many people really do want to come to the United States, but it's when the Democrat Party elite over literally now generations, and especially over the last 40 years or so, has really tried to open up the border so that you do have an unregulated influx of undocumented immigrants coming into the country.
Yeah, and more every day.
Right. And so what is going to happen? You know, it's going to make things literally worse. I think it makes it worse not only for the communities, but also for the people that are flooding into the community. And again, just like I said, you're having to live in the shadows, and that's a spiral that you can almost never get out of, unless, of course, the Democrat Party elite come along one day and say, oh, it's amnesty, and everybody please vote for us again, and we'll get you motor voter, we'll get you the ID card, we'll get you whatever you need, and or just go in and vote anyway, you know, that kind of thing.
And when we come back from the break, which you're fixing to go on, I'm just waiting on the music, we're going to be talking about Alejandro Mayorkas and his behavior unbecoming of a public servant. I'm going to get specific with what I was talking about there. I'm also going to talk about an abortion rights victory that happened in Kansas. A lot of people are a little bit upset about that and shocked, because that's the last thing they expected to hear about the farmland in America, in the middle of the country, in Kansas. But it is what it is. You want to change it? You need the numbers. You need the numbers. Okay, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The Senate voted 86-11 to pass a bipartisan bill to enact the largest expansion of veteran health care benefits in decades, a week after it fell victim to a technical snafu and a political spat over a separate spending bill. They made such a huge mistake with veterans, said Mr. Schumer. I'm glad they recouped. All's well that ends well. The Deshaun Watson situation remains in a state of flux in Cleveland.
The NFL appealed the six-game suspension that a neutral arbitrator issued to Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The NFL said a decision will likely ignite a battle with the players' union and pave the way toward a longer ban for the superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. And MyPillow, of course, they've been offering a lot of the buy one, get one extravaganzas for several months now. It's all fixing to come to a halt. I don't know how soon, but they're starting to run out of product. And when it's gone, it's gone. That's what they've told me. So they're adding new stuff, but until they add the new stuff, they've got plenty of the older stuff to sell. Now, we're talking about the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, best bed sheets ever. I've got two sets of those. Also, the Giza Elegance My Pillows, again, best pillows ever. The six-piece towel sets, the bath towels, that'll fit right around you. And I'm not a little person, so if they fit me, they'll probably fit a lot of you. Now, that's a great a parcel in by itself right there. But then they got the bath towels and the beach towels, too. My goodness, you ought to see that. Those are just absolutely fantastic. And, of course, the blankets are now in. You got the MyPillow blankets. And all of that and more can be gotten by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, here's what you do. You go over to MyPillow.com. You go onto the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. And you use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in and take a look at all the things they've got. Now, if you want to call them up, you can do that, too. You can call them at 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And when you get in there, promo code will always be CAPTAIN. You get an opportunity to get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with your purchase. You get the book free. And you get to pick out whatever he's got for sale that's in there, and you'll see plenty of things. Plenty of things. So go over there. MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And the phone number, if you want to call them direct, is 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, and Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's the good word?
Oh, that's right, for relief factor?
No, we didn't do relief factor that time. The good word for you and Mrs. Professor getting some stuff from MyPillow.
Yeah, sorry about that. There was a little technical glitch when I heard your voice come in. So, we're looking at those towels again and everything, and the deals are great right now at MyPillow.com.
Yeah, and they're only going to get better, and that's the best part of it. They're only going to get better, so there you go. Now, back to where we were. Our Florida Attorney General, Ashley Moody, has said that the practically open border is leading to fentanyl deaths and the easy supply of fentanyl showing into the United States. And I know that they're doing a lot of cracking down here in Florida because we're pretty much accessible by water, boats and whatnot. So there's been a change in attitude here about going after the bad guys.
Well, certainly. You know, Captain, how many more reports do we have to get when you find out that the illegal shipment of fentanyl would be enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States of America? You know, this is really, really, an important stuff. And of course, it's used. Fentanyl is used, by the way, in anesthesia, but it has to be very controlled. And if it's uncontrolled, as it is when it gets out on the street,
we kill somebody.
Disaster. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Without even blinking an eye.
Yep. Now back to Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. First of all, the guy is way overmatched in that position. Never should have been put there. That's number one. And at a recent meeting up in Aspen, Colorado, of the security forum there, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas insisted that America's southern border is secure. Well, a member of the Border Patrol immediately condemned Mayorkas for telling a bold-faced lie like that. And, rightly so, pointing out that hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants choose our border every month to cross illegally.
Well, you know, Captain, when you hear Mayorkas say something like that, we know that it's just not true. It's all part of messaging, but it all goes into the hopper for the general messaging from the Democrats. For example, the border is secure. There is no recession, right? We're not in a recession. Or Biden is totally with it. It's all fine. There's nothing to see here, or that Vice President Kamala Harris is, doing just fine. Although they just go down the list, and it just doesn't make sense.
Well, sadly, telling falsehoods for the camera isn't unknown amongst the political set. But what's heartbreaking here, breathtaking too, is its brazenness. Mayorkas claim runs so counter to what's evident to anyone with eyes that his lying signals under contempt for the people he's supposed to be serving. And when you don't tell the truth about something that's so obvious, you're not helping anything. Now, does he believe, Kyle, that we're way too stupid to see the truth? Or does he think that those like him are simply so powerful we can't do anything about it but fume in humiliated impotence?
You know, I really do think that it's kind of the latter. I really do. I don't think that they're not stupid. They understand what's happening. They realize they want it to happen in so many ways, I think. And they know that people can see, but as long as they just have the prevailing message, you know, it's like the old adage, history is written from the perspective of the victor, basically. You can say, well, hey, the border's secure. We've got more jobs than ever, and it's the economy is fine, and just go down the list.
Well, either way, it's a behavior that is very unbecoming of so-called public servants, and Mayorkas is misrepresenting the country, and in my opinion, he deserves to be replaced.
Well, I would agree. I would agree. I don't know that'll happen anytime soon, but it's like there's a certain narrative that's out there. Mm-hmm. And but here's the thing. I really do think, Captain, that the voters, Republicans and Democrats alike, and independents, are just tuning this kind of stuff out. I don't know that they move the needle anymore. I think what they are doing is they're just setting the stage for an even larger tsunami in November.
Now, Tuesday in Kansas, Kansans voted decisively to protect the abortion access until the 22nd week of pregnancy in the first test of public opinion on abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. More than 900,000 Kansans voted. 59% rejected an amendment to the state constitution that would have cleared the path for lawmakers to further restrict or ban abortions. Now, President Joe Biden and the Democrats praised the vote as an example of public support for abortion. Some analysts believe abortion rights could be a winning issue for the Democrats in the November midterm elections.
It could be. I think that there is a percentage of people out there that are the so-called one-issue voter will only vote on something like that. It's the only thing that will drive their vote. But overall, Captain, you'd have to have, I think, a major groundswell, because I think most people are concerned with their day-to-day lives, the economy overall, but the economy for them, for their family, for their having to buy food and gasoline put in the car, that kind of stuff.
Well, meanwhile, Joe Biden signed a second executive order aimed at protecting abortion rights, asking the Department of Health and Human Services to help people travel interstate to receive abortion care.
Right, and they've definitely, you know, glommed onto this whole thing. And to some degree, Captain, you know, I think the Democrat Party elite probably see the Supreme Court decision as one of the biggest boons they could ever get, because they can go out and do stuff like that. Well, we'll help you go across the borders to different states, and this shall not stand, and this kind of thing, because it gets the focus off the things that are destroying people's lives every single day and are not going to get better on their own. See, this is another thing that people, I think, really need to hear. This isn't just going to work itself out. These are active policies that are creating these situations, and it's not just some cycle, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. Now, despite but not denials from the White House, most voters think the American economy is in recession and agree that the Democrats are the ones to blame for it. The Democrats keep saying, oh, no, no, there's no recession, there's none of this. But I think it's all going to come back to bite them in the end come the midterms, because you can't deny what's right there in front of you.
Precisely, yeah. They believe what they see, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to do another Trucker's Highway Bible Report, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's on the tip of my tongue. Who is that again?
It's Mountain.
Mountain, that's right. Mountain. Yeah.
Mountain, and that's Mississippi Queen. You know what I mean.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a cool classic rock sound.
Yeah, I played it just because some of those guys that are waiting on their 4 o'clock wake-up call just got it.
All right.
Well, tell us what's going on out west.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. We continue, of course, to have the hot and dry weather up in the state of Montana. We've got heat advisories in eastern Montana. We still have highs of 90, even 103 up near Glasgow. That's up on U.S. Highway 2. Great Falls and Helena, Missoula, all look like they're going to have temperatures in the 90s as we go through Thursday. Down into Idaho, central Idaho, we continue with the hot, dry weather. Aerial flood watch happening in central Nevada. This is going to go on over into parts of California down Highway 395, basically, and stretch all the way down towards San Diego. And we do have possibilities, we understand, of having some thunderstorms in some of the deserts in Southern California, also up in the mountains as well on Thursday. So be aware of that. In terms of the active rain that we're seeing right now on the map, we do have some rain in central Nevada, but also up on I-80. This is going to be a little bit north of Lovelock. You're going to find some rain coming across Interstate 80 there. Also down just south of Flagstaff right now, we've got the rain, some heavy rain as well, just south of Flagstaff, but over a little more south in Arizona and Tucson right now. Looks like you're getting rain. Also, heading over towards the border with New Mexico, all the way over there, you've got rain and a little bit into New Mexico. Last hour, Captain, Tucumcari looked like it was going to be dry, but that rain is continuing to move along Interstate 40, and right now you've got rain if you're in the Tucumcari area, and so be aware of that. And also a large stretch of rain going through New Mexico around the Corona area. This is going to be a little bit south of Fort Sumner and just a little bit north of Roswell. So any alien spacecraft, be aware. It's raining outside.
Yeah, you might get rain down. Okay, well, over in Texas, central part of Texas, I-35, on down to San Antonio, and I-20 and I-30, east-west, as well as parts of I-10, down there in the lower part west of Houston, you've got some very warm weather today, but you've also got the possibility for some severe thunderstorms in the mix, and that could happen. It's been happening all week long. Matter of fact, got what looks like some thunderstorms right now down along the Mexican border, the other side of Laredo, not very far away from Laredo. So there you go. Now, moving up into Missouri, you do have rain, and you have quite a bit of rain, and you do have flooding, and you do have quite a bit of flooding. Now, that flooding is up in the St. Louis area, up in the vicinity of the St. Louis area, and west of St. Louis, and even over into Illinois, you got a little stretch over towards Effingham with a lot of water in that area right now. Now, that water is moving to the east. That system is moving to the east, which means, Kentucky, you're not out of the woods. You're going to get something again. It's already over in Kentucky. You've still got the flood warnings over there in eastern Kentucky. A lot of unstable conditions over there as people try to get back together again and get their houses and their life put back together again. Don't know how they're going to do it. Hopefully they won't build in the same place they were at, and they'll be able to build up higher or whatnot and build smarter, because that's usually what you learn from these big 100-year floods like this. So that's where we're at with that. We do have up and down the East Coast, we've got a lot of heat warnings, but we've also got a lot of thunderstorm watches and warnings up through there as well, to include Jersey and the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania and New York City, Long Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, the southern part of New Hampshire, on up into Maine. So be advised, we're going to have some weather to talk about today up that way, I'm sure. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much doing what he does. And a lot of people like to know how to get a hold of him. KyleWarrenShow.com is where you go. That's the simplest way to do it, KyleWarrenShow.com. Reach out to him over there. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, with the pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Okay, now let's drift on upstairs here, and we'll go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not really sure what the most important story is at the moment here. There's so many of them. But Nancy, I believe, is back. Is that right or not? Or is she in Korea?
Well, she left Taiwan to go to South Korea.
Okay, so that must be where she's at then. There's apparently, I don't know what she's going to be doing there, but she's not going to have a face-to-face with the Korean president, is my understanding. Is that what you were hearing?
I haven't paid attention, so I can't tell you.
Okay, she's going to be talking to him, but not face-to-face, and that's fine if that's the way they're going to do things. No problem there. But the Chinese, they're still trying to figure this out, it sounds like.
Well, they have their navy completely surrounded the entire island of Taiwan. I mean, more so than it's ever been before.
Yep.
And they're doing live fire drills and whatnot. So it does, in fact, have Taiwan in somewhat of a panic. And rightly so. And what's particularly interesting is now that you've got the government leaders of the G7, they're pretty angry with how China is acting and behaving with all of this. So this is actually added a new condition here to a pushback on President Xi. So we'll see how this one necessarily plays out here in the next couple of days. I don't think this matter is over by a long stretch.
No, probably not. And I just hope that everybody cooler heads prevail and we don't do something really stupid.
Well, we're not. We've pretty much declared that, you know, we're not going to do anything stupid. We're not going to do anything at all, which I think is probably not completely a good thing either. The United States has got to show some power. We've got to show some resolve here, and I don't think that we're necessarily showing it. Pelosi did, but I don't think anybody else is.
Yeah, you're right. Little old Nancy, she's got the moxie.
Yep,
she's got the moxie.
In this case.
Yep. All right, I hear the music coming up. When we come back from this break, ladies and gentlemen, top of the hour news break, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, we're going to come back and talk about the Centers for Disease Control and something that they are expected to do maybe this week, certainly next week, that you're going to probably like. I'm not so sure all the states are going to like it, but John Q. Public will. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.